There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
For a limited time, Apple Chevy in Tinley Park on 159th Street is offering 1.9% APR financing on select late model certified pre-owned vehicles. Get details and shop their entire pre-driven inventory at applechevy.com.
You're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Milwaukee this Sunday at 3 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry.
This is an injury that's fairly common with NBA players or pro athletes, and a majority, most, are able to come back to competition, to play, and it doesn't have any effect on their career.
That's Bulls general manager Gar Forman on Derrick Rose and his surgery. Rehab begins tomorrow with basketball activities possibly resuming as soon as next week. Now, Rose is expected to return within 4 to 6 weeks. Pau Gasol is out tonight with an illness as Minnesota's at the UC. Tip-off is at 7. The Blackhawks are coming off a 3-0 win over Florida. Tonight they skate at Tampa Bay. The Bears and Zach Miller agreed to a one-year extension. The tight end spent last season on IR with a foot injury. The Dolphins have released wide receiver Brian Hartline. Atlanta bids farewell to Harry Douglas. St. Louis pitcher Adam Wainwright will not pitch in exhibition games until mid-March due to an abdominal strain. The Cubs host the Cardinals on Sunday, April 5th, to open the 2015 MLB season. Juan Pierre has announced his retirement. He spent 3 seasons in Chicago, 2 on the south side, and basic math skills will tell you he spent 1 season with the Cubs. PGA played second-round action at the Honda Classic. Patrick Reed is 5-under for the tournament, 2-under today through 13. Your first-round leader, Jim Herman, shot a 65, 5-under yesterday. He tees off his second round at 4:20. This afternoon, Rory McIlroy is 5-over for the tournament, 2-over today. Shot a 73 yesterday. He's through 12 holes today. And two sad notes of passing. Earl Lloyd, the first black player in the NBA, died today at the age of 86. And beloved actor Leonard Nimoy passed away at the age of 83.
83.
We will never forget Nimoy's most popular role on television as Dr. Barry Mayfield on the crime thriller Columbo. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Join Team 670 at the 15th Annual Chicago Polar Plunge on Sunday at North Avenue Beach. Go knee-high or take the full plunge and support the athletes of Special Olympics. For more information and or to donate to Team 670, visit 670thescore.com/events. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
When we're hearing about the Derrick Rose timeline, it doesn't matter. You can't do any comps with Rose, so stop comparing him to anybody. Stop saying, well, the average, it doesn't matter. He's so damn weird with this stuff that nothing applies. They could say 3 weeks, it could be 3 months. They could say 6 weeks, it could be 6 months. You don't know with him. He doesn't know. He's just too odd. If the team puts it out there, that matters. If the team says, we expect him back in a month, that's the the team planting their flag.
Any other guy in that team that had knee surgery and that kind of surgery and said, okay, well, he'll be back in a month. Well, he will be. He will be. Anybody else on that team, that's exactly what they would be. They would be back in a month. Him?
No, I just don't know because is his insular and bizarre camp.
Who knows what they'll say this time.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Mark Lazarus, The Sun-Times, covers the Blackhawks.
You guys are dealing with a lot of innuendo. And
yes, we are.
I'm trying to deal in facts.
In general. An average NHL team, if you have things that are making life complicated off the ice, what do you think the effect can be?
You know, I don't think it's as big as people think. I think once you get on the ice, you're trying to win a Stanley Cup, and the chances to do that are so rare that all the other stuff fades into the background. I mean, every team I've ever covered in every sport has had some kind of innuendo, something going on where players don't like each other, this, that, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, look at the Blackhawks last year. There was a lot of speculation about stuff like that last year, and they were one goal away from probably winning the Stanley Cup.
Ian Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Bors. Dan Bernstein.
It's a Friday on the road. It's a business trip.
I've got to wait.
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Speaking of idiot over there on The Score, that would be me. Rambling Red Rectum is personality of the year? What the hell kind of year is that?
I know. It's,
what year are you talking about?
Is it like the opposite awards?
That's like, there is no personality of the year. Personalities anywhere.
The wrong radio awards.
Yeah. I mean, did everybody die? I was going to even personality of what year?
Is Grobstein unavailable?
Oh, my God. That's a better listen right there, Uncle Les. I mean, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what Rambling Red Rectum's talking about. But anyway, congratulations to him.
I knew give him his due. They said, hey, congratulate Rambling Red Rectum. Of course we will.
Oh, yeah. Personality of the year. Beat you out again.
Like, once again.
Your country gig.
Yeehaw. All right, so the lead of this Ed Sherman, Jeff Van Gundy story is as follows. This is the lead.
Yeah.
The lead is coach's agent asks national broadcaster to not say things.
That is the lead. Yeah, I read it.
That's the lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's not down to the third graph. He says it. The fact that Jeff Van Gundy actually would disclose this. I've been asked to tone it down a bit. Asked by Leon Rose of Creative Artist Agency, the firm that represents Thibodeau. And if you're his employer, if you're Disney, aren't you wondering whoa. I got a coach's agent telling one of my broadcasters what to say. You've got editorial control, not somebody's agent. That shouldn't happen. You don't have a coach's agent call a broadcaster and say, don't say this, don't talk about this. Come on now. No. I think that's a major media story here. I really do. I think that's a big deal. And I don't know why Van Gundy would come out and say, I've been asked not to be so honest. Oh, and you're going to be? Why don't you tell that guy, kiss my ass? I got a job to do. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. It's my job to be critical. I'm not going to take care of your client. What is it? Every coach's agent going to call me now?
We don't know that they don't.
Well, that's what I mean. Why don't they call him? Van Gundy, he's kind of stepped in it there by letting everybody know that he's accepting calls from agents who wanted him to say or not say things on a national television broadcast. That's a big pulpit he's got there. That's a big, powerful voice he has. You saw what happened when he said it last time, and you got Gar running down to MF him at halftime?
I would have, too. I would have run down to MF him, too.
Just on principle.
On principle, because I don't like the little troll. So, yes, I would have absolutely run down to do that. And I'd like to run him over. Rather than run down.
Yeah, but you know
like
what I'm saying? To disclose that a coach's agent is trying to strong-arm you into saying things or not saying things, that's not right. This isn't kosher in any way.
No.
If I'm the media outlet, stay away from my broadcaster.
I think he probably...
I'm in charge of telling him what to do.
He probably talks to everyone, and they probably all know him. Known him for years, so it's all casual-type conversation. But don't tell people about it. If that guy calls you and says something like that, don't mention it. Let it go, because I'm sure it happens all the time.
Well, I found,
just let it go. Don't say anything.
I thought that really is the lead. Thibodeau's agent leans on Jeff Van Gundy. Are you not doing any of that? Let me do my work.
Well,
I've been in that position. I've had people call me and say, say this and say that. And it's a private conversation. I usually tell them to go dangle. Sorry. I mean, I'm more polite about it, but I've had people.
Here's what I do. I use the Kevin Stallings method. That's my method.
That's quite a method.
That's my method. Cross me, that's what you get. You'll hear about it.
I had somebody running
for... Am I a bad guy at four? I'll give you one.
I had someone running for office who called me privately and says, oh, you're making these jokes about me, and I'm trying to get elected, and you're making these jokes. And I said, that's what I do for a living. And you're a limited-purpose public figure at the very least, and it's completely covered under the laws for parody, and I'm going to keep doing it, and that's what you signed up for when you ran for office.
Yeah, you just tell Chewy to call me. Chewy. Tell him to call me. I'll get more satisfaction in dealing with you.
Rick in Calumet Park is on the score.
Yes, I'm calling in, I guess, to get you guys' take on where are the Bulls at in terms of, you know, we're talking about a championship and they got a two-year window.
No.
Where are we at? I look at it, I think that window is probably closed now.
Probably.
It would seem to me, yeah, that there's too many questions and really not enough greatness to have that window open.
I think if this team were a potential champion, you'd know it. When you watch them, they just don't look like one. They don't play like one. That's not...
No, they don't. Yeah, I wish I had a better report for you, but that's it. I mean, you know, the NBA doesn't hide... What is it? Ball don't lie, right? I mean, you can
there you
watch
go.
It. And tell me...
Terry Bohr's quoting Rasheed Wallace.
Tell me that looks like a championship team at any point. I mean, when they're playing somebody bad, maybe... Here and there, but it's
playing somebody doesn't care.
Yeah, when Derek is not right, though, you don't really have enough. I mean, even when he's right, I don't know if you have enough.
Regarding Derek, Jeff in Roscoe Village says this latest up and down on the Rose injury roller coaster, the 4 to 6 week recovery period, is the worst thing that could happen for Bulls fans holding out hope that a recovered Rose is the thing separating the Bulls from the top of the East. The injury doesn't matter. His style of play does. If he comes back at 75%, is chucking up a barrage of threes like he was before the meniscus injury, it's not going to matter. The only thing that matters is Rose mentally realizing that A, he has to play through injuries, and B, he might as well attack the basket and attempt to play like he used to, since avoiding that hasn't kept him healthy.
Right.
Since Thibodeau took over in 2010, Rose has had 25 regular season games with the following limits. 25 minutes played, less than or equal to